Members of Congress have been allowed to view the latest set of pictures of abused Iraqi prisoners, and the consensus is that they are worse, far worse, than those already made public. But while both Democratic and Republican lawmakers say they're revolted by what they've seen, they're largely divided about what should be done with those photos. NPR's Andrea Seabrook joins us from Capitol Hill. Andrea, what have you heard from lawmakers about exactly what these photographs show?
Well, Melissa, I think some listeners may want to turn down the volume for a moment. The descriptions of the pictures are graphic and disturbing in some cases. Some senators and members of Congress described pictures of Iraqi men, prisoners, forced to masturbate. The pictures contain more sex acts, women forced to show their breasts to the camera. In one picture, there was apparent sodomy of a prisoner by U.S. troops. Also, more pictures from a scene that's been in the public now, showing possible wounds from attack dogs on a prisoner. Several lawmakers said there were shots in which they could count 7 or 8 or more sets of feet, soldiers, obviously watching some of the abuse and humiliation going on. And one senator asked how that many soldiers and personnel could be involved in this kind of thing without their leaders knowing about it.
And apart from the graphic content that you've described, what did lawmakers say about releasing these photos to the public?
Just about every congressman and senator said they were concerned that the pictures are evidence in several ongoing criminal investigations and courts-martial. There are also privacy concerns. There is a set of these photos that are apparently personal photos that are equally as graphic, some showing consensual sex acts, and that there are issues of privacy here. And it also seems that many more Republicans, at least in the Republican leadership, are guarding the details more carefully and are more concerned about the control of the photos, while several Democrats I spoke with said they're going to get out anyway. In fact, one senator told me no one knows how many copies of these photos and videos are out there. They fear that they were circulating for months before they appeared in the press. And so some lawmakers believe we could continue to get this trickle of horrible photos for some time and that it would be better to release them all at once and, as one Democratic senator put it, regain our focus on the war itself.
Andrew, we just heard that report from Eric Westervelt in Baghdad about the videotaped beheading of the American, Nicholas Berg. Did that execution come up in anyone's comments today?
Yes, it did. It's part of the problem now. It's in the mix of trying to decide what's going on, what should happen here. Since Berg's death is seen as a retaliation for the abuse of Iraqi prisoners in U.S. custody, several senators said that they worry that if any more photos are released, it could spark more violence against Americans in Iraq and around the world. That decision, though, whether to release the photos and the videos, is one that the Pentagon and not lawmakers are considering. The photos were brought over here to the Capitol from the Pentagon by military officials, and they're being taken back to the Pentagon by military officials. They were very careful in the way that the pictures were shown to the lawmakers, that they were never actually in the possession of the lawmakers. They were in the possession of Pentagon officials the whole time.
Andrea, yesterday on Capitol Hill, we heard the minority opinion perhaps being expressed that the outrage over these photographs is being overblown. Any sense of that today?
You know, that is the one thing that I have not heard today. Though, as you said, I heard it in recent days. You know, I think, frankly, lawmakers were shocked by these photos.
Andrea, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook reporting from Capitol Hill.